Welcome to Cato Daily Podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 23rd. I'm your host, Anastasia Yaglova. Though not out until June 29th, some have already seen Michael Moore's new documentary, Sicko, detailing healthcare horror stories from the richest country on Earth. His fact-checking, however, may be more horrible even than the stories he tells. Here is Cato's Director of Health and Welfare Studies, Michael Tanner, for today's podcast. Michael, what did you think of the film?
Well, I think Sicko is more than just a little bit wacko. The fact is that this is a tribute to socialized medicine. It just sort of ignores the flaws in national healthcare systems around the world. It does a pretty good job of dramatizing some of the problems in the U.S. system, although it certainly overstates them. We do still have the best healthcare system in the world. After all, when former Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi needed heart surgery, he didn't stay in an Italian hospital. He didn't go to France or Cuba or Canada even. He came to the Cleveland Clinic in the United States because that's where sick people go when they really need health care.
But you do admit that Michael Moore identified some serious problems in U.S. health care. What were those problems?
Well, there are problems with U.S. health care. We have problems with quality. It's very uneven, and people sometimes don't get the treatment they need, even when they have access to care. We do have too many people without health care, although Michael Moore sort of implies that if you're one of the 47 million Americans without health care, it means you were born without health care and you'll die 70-some-odd years later without health care and you've never had health insurance in between. The fact is, most people without health care go without it for a very short period of time. And he also doesn't mention that millions of those without health care are actually eligible for Medicaid or other government programs and simply don't apply.
How does Michael Moore compare U.S. health care to Canadian health care, as I'm sure he's done that?
Well, Michael Moore shows lots of happy Canadians telling us how they love their system. And then he goes on to sort of minimize the question of waiting lists in Canada. He says they're an inconvenience and that people may have to wait in line for a little bit longer than Americans do. The reality is there are over 800,000 Canadians seeking treatment. Many of them are in pain. And in fact, no less than the Canadian Supreme Court pointed out that some of them will actually die while they're on the waiting list. These are far more than inconveniences.
What about how American life expectancy compares to that of other countries? I think he says something like Cuba is doing better in that sense than the United States.
Well, Michael Moore is very big at pointing out the fact that other countries have longer life expectancies. The Canadians live 3 years longer on average than Americans, and he says that's because of their healthcare system. He even points out that Cubans have a longer life expectancy and implies that Cuban healthcare is responsible. The fact is, though, that most experts in healthcare say that using life expectancy as a model for how good a healthcare system is really a very poor model. There's so many exogenous factors that figure in, things like crime, obesity, drug abuse, diet, all of these sort of things figure in. I mean, after all, if you want to look at it, people in Utah live a lot longer than people in Nevada or New York City, yet they have substantially the same healthcare system. It's these other factors that figure in, so you can't measure that way.
Has the film been well received by critics so far?
Well, so far, I think the critics are sort of raving over it. I'm sure technically it's well done. And as I say, emotionally, it does pull on the heartstrings when you see some of the problems that some Americans are having. I understand, however, that the Canadian critics didn't like it and have given it very poor reviews, which should tell us something.
That seems strange. Didn't you just say that Michael Moore praised Canadian healthcare?
Well, I think people who live in Canada recognize some of the problems with the Canadian healthcare system and didn't understand the fact that he played down some of the problems they're facing. I think Time magazine's critic in reviewing the movie said that one of its advantages was it didn't have any policy wonks citing facts and figures. Gee, I sort of wish he had some facts to back up some of the things he said. Maybe he could have used a few more policy wonks.
Thank you for listening to Cato Daily Podcast. The Cato Institute is a nonprofit organization that accepts no government funding. If you'd like to find out more about Cato or would like to make a contribution, please visit our website, www.cato.org.